media members on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Martin Inglesby. Good morning, Coach Inglesby.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. A couple of really tight and difficult losses at home for you last week, 62-54 to Earl's Charleston team, and then 64-59 Saturday to Hofstra. Before we look at the week ahead, just give me your view on the two games last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, we lost two tough ones at home against two really good basketball teams and kind of came down to the wire. They were both physical, hard-fought games, back and forth, a lot of lead changes, and had it down to the wire, two-possession game, both games, and lost. They made some three-pointers to beat us. Chile made a big three under a minute to go, and then Wright Performance made a tough one Saturday night against us to kind of give them a two-possession lead. So, you know, tough weekend. You know, obviously we lost Ryan Daly in the Charleston game. He did not play against Hofstra, so a big blow for us, you know, from a scoring standpoint, and just giving us more bodies. We're a little limited with our bodies, so had to regroup, give guys a couple days off, and get back to having two good days of practice leading into another home game Thursday night.
With the injury to Ryan, how long do you think that he's going to be out? And because of all the things that he can do for you, is it really sort of a group effort to try to replace his production?
Yeah, it has to be. That's been a kind of a challenge for us, being able to you know, score the basketball without him out there. You know, we scored in the 50s both games, you know, this past weekend, and it's got to be by committee. You know, we need other guys to step up and try to do a little more, and you know, kind of searching with our personnel how to play, and I like the pace that we're playing at. But you know, Rye's probably going to be out 2 to 3 weeks. We're going to be really smart with it. He didn't break his foot or ankle, but it's a really severe sprain. That, you know, we'll evaluate week to week and see where he's at, but I don't anticipate him being back for at least two plus weeks.
We're here with Delaware head coach Martin Inglesby. If you have a question for him this morning, hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Astor.
You have a question from Christopher Heidel. You may ask your question.
Hi, Coach Martin. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great. Just talk about Thursday night's game against Towson. What do you guys see from them? They are a very physical team. They got a good shooting with Martin and all that stuff. What do you guys got to do to pull out a win?
Yeah, we got to be really tough. I mean, having been in this league my second year, you know, we haven't played Towson yet. You're getting into February, so it's a little unique not having seen these guys yet. You've watched some tape and film on them over the last couple weeks against some opponents that we played. But, you know, we have to be really good on the defensive end and rebounding the basketball. You know, Pat does a terrific job. They're physical. They're old. They have men. I always say it's like a line of scrimmage basketball game that, you know, the strong will survive. And we need to be tough and physical on the backboard, and you know, the kid Zane Martin has given him an unbelievable boost. He's really talented, can score the ball at a high level and a high clip, and then they have veteran experienced guys, so it'll be a heck of a challenge for us. I'm glad that we're playing him at home on Thursday night, and you know, kind of two teams right in the middle of the league standings jockeying for position, so we're going to do a lot of blockout drills over the next couple of days.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck. See you Thursday.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Take care.
Get our next question, please, Astrid.
We have another question from Alex Riley. You may ask your question.
Hey, Coach. I know you were touching on Ryan's injury there a little bit, but it looks like even without him available, your team has kind of found a way to step up a little bit. Losing him obviously hurts, but what have your guys done to kind of rally without him being available, since he's such a big part of what you guys did?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've relied on Eric Carter and Anthony Mosley as our seniors and older and experienced guys to really lead us. You know, they believe in what we're trying to do. I think we've been really good defensively the last couple games, you know, holding teams, you know, in our low 60s and really defending. It's kind of been our calling card over the last couple weeks. You know, we're not a team that has the firepower right now, having lost Kevin Anderson at Christmas and now Ryan Daly. I was going to be out for a little while. That's about 32 points per game that's sitting on the bench in street clothes for us, and just trying to find ways in 4-minute segments, whether we slow the game down, play some zone. We're playing two big guys a little more than we have in the past, and trying to be a little more physical on the front line. So each game's a little different, but I do think we've given ourselves a chance because we've defended and we've rebounded the basketball. We got to find ways to be a little more productive and manufacture some more points on the offensive end, but it gives us 2 days to really work on. We only have 7 healthy bodies right now, so everybody's getting an opportunity, and those younger guys that we have on our roster have stepped up, and they've been ready to play and compete, and they're going to continue to get better.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Martin, you've touched on against a team like Towson how big the inside play is going to be, and Eric Carter, as you've touched on, has really had a nice season, 16 points and 12 rebounds on Saturday in the Hofstra game, his 6th double-double, and now 3rd in the conference in rebounding. How has his game grown?
Yeah, he's just getting more and more confident. I think for him it's, believing he's one of the best players in this league and one of the best big guys in this league, and we have to do a better job of getting him touches, because when we get him the ball around the post, he's really been productive for us. He's gotten to the foul line. He's shooting his free throws better over the last couple weeks. We are looking at playing two big guys, so we're maybe give us a little more physicality around the basket and trying to beat teams up on the backboard. But, Eric is a key guy for us. He really knows how to play. He's got a high basketball IQ. I love what he's doing on the defensive backboard. I feel at times I probably got to get him a little more of a rest or playing him a lot of minutes, but, we need him out there, and he's continuing to develop and improve as a basketball player, and that's where he's very coachable and wants to get better, and he takes coaching very well. And you think about his progression, he didn't play as a freshman, tore his ACL as a sophomore, so this is really his second year of playing Division I basketball, and just looking for that consistency night in and night out from him.
All right, Martin, thanks as always for the time today, and I look forward to speaking again next week.
All right, thanks. Have a good day. Rob, see you.
Thank you.